City and state officials are celebrating the ceremonial groundbreaking of a new high school in Pittsfield Friday afternoon. The construction of a new Taconic High School on Valentine Road has been 10 years in the making, finally getting the financial thumbs up from the Massachusetts School Building Authority in June. The state's $74.2 million reimbursement award came less than 2 months after the Pittsfield City Council unanimously approved borrowing up to $120.8 million to build the three-story high school. A standing room-only crowd at City Hall cheered, applauded, and released balloons when the 11 yes votes came in that night. Pittsfield Public Schools Superintendent Jason McCandless among them.
I think the message it sends is that we really believe that Pittsfield's best days are still ahead of it, that our best days did not leave town when General Electric left town.
The building will replace the current roughly 50-year-old Taconic High School, which has suffered from leaky roofs and poor heating and cooling. It will be demolished as the new school is expected to open for the 2018-2019 academic year. The 246,500-square-foot L-shaped building will feature classroom clusters, flex space, and a large focus on vocational skills. Carl Franceschi, president of DRA Architects, has led the project's design.
Another goal of the educational plan was to have built-in flexibility, because we know the school's going to be here for 40, 50 years. It's going to evolve over time. We want to have a building as flexible as possible.
School and city leaders expect the new Taconic will help close the vocational skills gap in the region, lessening the need to recruit workers from outside the Berkshires. In March 2015, Interprint became Taconic's official business partner. The decor design and printing company donated 3 digital readouts at a cost of roughly $1,000 apiece and has offered student internships. Interprint spent $5,000 assisting Taconic in 2014, a number that's expected to hold steady. McCandless says the partnership has sent a message and not just a check.
You're in your school until you're 18. You can come to us and maybe work until you're 50, 60, or 70. If you like living here and you want to make this your home, there's opportunities there. And that's really the most powerful piece.
Years ago, an idea was kicked around to combine Taconic and Pittsfield High School on one campus. Renovating Taconic was estimated at $36 million, with little expected state reimbursement. The current path was chosen because it was considered the most cost-effective for the city while providing the best product. As project funding was making its way through the city council, residents questioned why Pittsfield is building a new school when enrollment has dropped by 700 students over the past decade to about 5,800 district-wide. At a February 2015 city council meeting, Robert O'Connor shared what some in the community had expressed.
A citywide vote needed? I say definitely, okay? It's our taxpayer dollars are paying for this new fiasco that you want to build.
The ceremonial groundbreaking is expected to start at 3 o'clock. State Treasurer and head of the Massachusetts School Building Authority, Deborah Goldberg, is expected to attend. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.